to start from the beginning. My husband's sister called me. So she asked me if I meet her in the city. And when I met her, something strange, really strange happened. That was my hen's night. That was, as it's supposed to be, a big surprise. Well, I was really overwhelmed. I guess I cried as well, yes. And we were supposed to go to this fantastic restaurant called Tempo. We went to this restaurant and ate great food with some oysters and bubbles, and we got a little bit tipsy. Some people were very drunk. I think it was Linda. Then I thought, oh, girls, now we are finished with our meal. I think we should have a port. So I went to buy some port wine, and then I realized I didn't have my credit card with me. So what to do? We just called the bank and told them that you lost your card. They said, okay, cool, no problem. We just close up your accounts. Well, then we are continuing having fun, and it's like about midnight, I guess. And all of a sudden somebody calls me. I can see it's unknown number. I take it, and there was this male calling me.
Hi, is your name Clara?
And he told me, hey...
I found your credit card.
Really? I was really surprised. I'm like, okay, what a day. I'm here on my hen's night, and you found a credit card that I just realized I lost.
I just wanted to tell you that I found it.
No, so you're on hen's night.
Oh, you're on a hen night. That sounds nice. Enjoying a night out with your girls.
And I asked him where he found it, and he told me that was on the street where I was living at that time.
Vesta Brigada. You must have dropped it there.
Oh, okay. So I actually didn't forget it anywhere. I lost it on my way home. That's so great, and thank you so much. You're calling me. It's so nice of you.
It's my pleasure. No problem at all.
But then all of a sudden...
Well, you know what, Clara?
Yeah. I didn't realize that the... Yeah, the... what do you call it? The interview with this guy became weird.
I might just drop by your little party. And you know what I'll do?
And he started to talk like...
I'll just slip into my little clown suit.
Yeah, okay.
And you know what I'll do? I'm gonna kill you because you're an ugly whore and you deserve to die.
Are you alright, Phil?
I guess I was like, what? What do you mean? And then I was laughing. And then I hung up. Then I thought, like, okay. Trying to replay a game, what the person said. And did I hear right? Or did he really hit something in me? Yeah. It was shocking. I mean... I cried as well afterwards. Yeah. It was strange. Yeah. Well, then... The second part was... Who is it? How did it happen? Is it somewhere here around us? Many people, they thought it must have been somebody in the restaurant who was listening to all of this and then reacted on it. But on the other hand, I can't imagine how would they find out who I am to find the number and call me. I mean, it's just so weird. And we didn't feel like partying much anymore. So we went home. There were no people, only me and Anya in our apartment. It's like being in a magic world. You don't know. It's weird. Then I was thinking, no, it's not possible. It's a very strange feeling. When we came in, I could see that my credit card was lying on the table.